Before I introduce our next guest, for the folks here in Eugene, don't look outside, but take my word for it, baseball season starts today. He's the head coach of the Ducks, year 8 at the helm. Welcome in George Horton. Coach Horton, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I was reading your bio, and you got your first assistant coaching gig at Cerritos when Gerald Ford was president. You've won national titles, seen guys play in the majors, started this program. So at this time of year, you still get that big jolt of excitement to start a season?
Oh, absolutely. It's always a special morning to wake up on opening day, whatever level you're coaching at. The investment that not only I have made, but my entire organization, and to finally see, you know, what's inside that present, so to speak, that we're opening up is a very exciting day.
So here in 2016, you know, there's so much more to deal with. Social media is prominent. The Duck Baseball Twitter account has 23,000 followers. Do you and your staff talk with the guys about, yeah, it's nice to engage, but you might want to be careful about certain things you might post because you're representing more than yourself?
Absolutely. You know, there is a responsibility that all the advantages that we get, including Coach Horton, to be treated the way we're treated at the University of Oregon, and the special things that have happened our entire life from the sport of baseball, comes a responsibility to represent your family, your institution, your team, and represent them in a positive way. And all it takes is one wayward post or instant messenger, or all the stuff that I'm the dinosaur coach on the staff, so I don't do all that stuff. But they absolutely have to be careful, and your reputation is a very, very cherished thing, and we protect that in almost every area that we possibly can, including social media.
Talking baseball, Coach George Horton on the line. Coach, we're all familiar with Jim Radcliffe. Some of us think he might get out there and cover a punt for Coach Helfrich, but for your program, what kind of impact does he have getting and also keeping your players in shape to survive that grind of a Pac-12 season?
Well, like many of our other extended staff at the University of Oregon, Coach Radcliffe had never trained baseball players in the early going when we first started the program. But we were very aware of his reputation, his willingness to work with us, and the excellence he's shown heading up our strength program with all of our athletes, but specifically with football and track. We embraced the opportunity to help point Coach Rad in the right direction. It's been a mutual growth of, the plyometrics and core things that he provides, and athleticism, along with getting our athletes stronger. And then the real unusual thing, other than javelin throwers, is the difference between the way pitchers lift weights, especially with their upper body, compared to position players. So Coach Rad is a student, even though he's I'd say he's at least a two-percenter in his industry and world-renowned in strength training. He was paying very close attention to the movements in baseball and pitching things. And with Coach Jackets, Coach Kirby, and myself, we grew together. And now we think that not only is he great in all areas, but he's mastered the sport of baseball as well.
Very interesting. I want to hit on another member of your staff, because when baseball returned to Oregon, he was one of your catchers, and he's done some coaching here in the state. Well, what about having a former player on the staff, and maybe explain the role of Mitch Carriker?
Well, Mitch has grown up in our program as well, and he wasn't a superstar player. He transferred from Fresno City College and was part of the original culture builder, as we like to say, and that original team, chose to stay on board as a student assistant, stayed at the University of Oregon to get his master's degree, married a young lady that's got a nice job and position in Eugene Kelly, and we've been fortunate to have him in our program as an administrator prior to the opportunity for him to take Coach Stiles' place. And he's been with me on a Team USA staff. We were both assistant coaches back in 2012. He's a fine young man from a fine family, and he's continued to grow. And I guess for a coach like me to trust his leadership to take over the pitching staff with my help, I guess, and the other assistants' help, shows you what we think of Mitch Carriker. He's a bright young coach and a great human being, and we're tickled to death to have him take Coach Stiles' place.
Now, you mentioned 4 years ago you were an assistant to Dave Serrano for the collegiate national team, which had guys like Chris Bryant, Michael Conforto, a couple of your Ducks. And last week you were named head coach for 2016. You've accomplished a lot in this game. So, curious, what are your thoughts about just adding another honor to that Horton resume?
Well, it's very, very, very humbling. I've had many, many people, ex-players, friends, that have reached out in a congratulatory text or phone call. It's very special, as we all know, to represent the United States of America in anything that we do. And to be in a category where somebody would ask me to do that, like I said, is very humbling. And it's not necessarily a bucket list thing for me, but the opportunity to do that. And we have a very, very special tour this coming summer with not only the great athletes I get to be around and some of my old colleagues on the coaching staff, but we get to go to Taiwan, Japan, and Cuba in one summer in a one-month period and compete against some of the, arguably, some of the best amateur baseball players in the world. And so for me to be called the manager or head coach, you know, we all serve our role. I'm only part of that, but I embrace that opportunity and cherish it. Obviously, first things first is the effort with the 2016 Ducks, and we'll address the summer challenges when the summer comes around. And hopefully I'll be real distracted because when we start that journey this summer, we'll be right around the time that there will be eight teams in Omaha trying to win a national championship. And that's where my focus is try to get the Ducks as one of those eight teams.
All right, I'll let you focus on that for now. I want to talk about Matt Crook, who was, you know, obviously the injury, went to the same high school as Dan Fouts, just for Duck fans who might want to know that. Drafted out of high school, elected to come here, Tommy John surgery. How's Matt doing, and what could you logically expect from him this year?
Well, we had great expectations. You know, I think that's one of the thing, or if you lack of a better description, the gorilla on some of our starting pitchers' backs, you know, the expectation bug. Our three starters, including Matt, have an unbelievable potential, and we hope they hit that potential. And certainly Matt turning down, you know, the number 35th pick in the 2014 draft to show up on a college campus, we were very blessed. And unfortunately, hit a little bit of a speed bump with the injury, and he's worked extremely hard and worked his way back to where we think the 2016 version of Matt Crook is going to be a very, very special version. And he's got unbelievable upside and ability and stuff, and he's trying to harness that the command that all young pitchers tend to struggle with at times. And you know, when he's on, he's as dominant as any pitcher that I've ever coached. And umpires just kind of shake their head as far as his ability and how the ball comes out of his hand. So Matty's ready to go. He's healthy. He's going to get the ball on Saturday, and we expect great things.
We're talking with George Horton. Season starts tonight. I was reading about watching some video on one of your big gun freshmen, a shortstop who even wears Jeter's number 2. And I don't have to tell you how important it is to be strong up the middle. What can folks expect to see from Travis Monyo?
Once again, an unbelievable high school talent. Fortunate enough to get him to say yes to being a Duck and say no to the draft, and he's a switch hitter with a big league body. I would kind of compare him physically at this point as a youngster to a Cal Ripken kind of shortstop, very instinctive. He has a quick mind, which I mean can adapt to things on the fly defensively on the field, and has shown unbelievable maturity and leadership as a freshman in the middle of the diamond defensively. And we're a defensive minded coaching staff, and for him to get the nod tonight as the shortstop speaks volumes of the future that we think Travis has. He's also got a very high ceiling as an offensive player. He's not a speed burner or a, let's say, an 80 runner, as the pros would grade that out. But I think he can steal some bases, and he's got some gap power from both sides of the plate. Like I said, we're just we're blessed to have Travis in our program, and I think he's going to have a great career.
All right, final thought. You mentioned expectations. Ducks 15th in USA Today's poll, 14th Baseball America. It seems there's an awful lot to like about this team. What's providing you with the kind of optimism that you talked about, where you can contend in the Pac-12 and perhaps punch that ticket to Omaha?
Yeah, well, we've got to finally walk the walk. You know, we've had great expectations in other years, and it's nice to be ranked, I guess, in the top 5%. I think that, you know, I think anybody in the country, maybe 10% of us, 30 teams, 40 teams, who knows, could eventually be in the Final Eight and national champions. I think personnel says that we have one of those teams that, if we stay healthy and the chemistry is what it needs to be, and of course, you know, no team's going to be competitive through 56 games unless the pitching is consistent.
Sure.
We think we have the ingredients to be a contender. And, you know, but we haven't even played our first game yet. And, you know, I think some of those things, as we look at how we've done in the month of May, we'll decide if we are contenders. Like the prognostication says we are. And hopefully we'll earn that right and play into deep June and finally earn our way into being in the top of the pack, maybe champions, and win a Super Regional for the first time and go to the College World Series.
All righty. Well, it starts tonight. Next Thursday, you'll be home against Illinois State. Always appreciate your time. Best of luck this weekend. Travel safe. And obviously, Coach, look forward to catching up as the season moves along. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Steve. Go Ducks.
All right, take it easy.
Take care.